You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Alongside that trading statement from Sibanye that Gary mentioned, we got a couple of other results from companies, and we're going to be reflecting on those results in a moment. We're going to be looking at, well, we're starting off with RCL Foods. They gave us their full year results for the year ended 30 June 2024. I'm joined on the line by RCL's CEO, Paul Cruickshank, to take a look at this and try and understand what's been happening within the business. Good evening, Paul. Lovely to speak to you. Interesting year, interesting developments from the RCL stable. We'll get into things around the rainbow unbundling and how that's affected the business. But let's start by reflecting on the year. How was it?
Evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me this evening. Overall, we're pleased with the results. The environment remains difficult. Consumer remains under significant pressure. But all said, we made good progress with our strategic initiatives, as you mentioned. And overall, operational results went well under the circumstances. So we're quite pleased where we ended up.
Paul, when you look at some of the challenges throughout the year, some of them obviously were sitting outside of the business. As you said, the pressure on the consumer is not really something you can do anything about. From a business perspective, the having electricity for the last 100-odd days has clearly been a benefit for everybody, for business in South Africa. How are you feeling from an internal perspective, understanding that some of these things really have nothing to do with you?
Yeah, so you spot on with the electricity impact and load shedding. But if you just put the cost to the side for a second, what I've called the distraction factor of trying to run a food production business which has long runs and high electricity demands, it's quite difficult when you've got stop-start load shedding and different levels constantly. So it's been a relief, to be honest, operation. You can concentrate on the basics of the business and not have this distraction factor. So. And obviously material impact from the cost point of view as well. So pleased with where we've got to over the last few months, and long may it last.
I remember when we spoke a couple of months ago, it's probably more than a year ago, we looked at the business having to take the difficult decision of foregoing dividends because higher input costs, things weren't looking different. And that picture certainly starting to shape up a little differently. This financial year, dividends were declared from income reserves. Take me through the recovery and the expectation around just how you're seeing the market. Are you optimistic that now that we are anticipating rate cuts, we're potentially in for a better 2025?
Yeah, so there's a few reasons for the dividend. We stopped it end of F22, so we skipped the full financial year and the first half of this year, and have, as you said, resumed our dividend payments now. And there were a couple of reasons for it. You mentioned the cost pressures. That's exactly right. The war in Ukraine had just started, and we saw the commodity cycle running, which put a massive drain on cash reserves with working capital constraints having an impact. And then there was the Rainbow unbundling and the recapitalization of Rainbow that was required. And so we just took a conservative view at the time as a board to say, when appropriate, we will resume dividends. And that's what that outlook looks like now. We are encouraged by what looks ahead from a interest rate perspective. I think it's fairly good odds that it's going to be cut in the next bit, probably this month. And that will hopefully relieve some pressure on businesses, but most importantly, on the consumers who are cash-strapped. So hopefully we'll get some better tailwinds going forward in a better trading environment.
Paul, that rainbow unbundling, obviously a lot to prepare for, a lot to deal with, a lot that went into that. The market having received that, a share price on rainbows at around R3.58, listing north of R5. From a business perspective, does that free up RCL to now look at other divisions and say, you know what, we actually have more value to unlock within some of our other assets, similarly to how we've done it with Rainbow, and we've now seen the success or seen how to do it with one of our assets, and maybe we could do it with other things?
Yeah, Jimmy, unlikely. We said all along that Vector sale and Rainbow separation and whatever shape and form that would take, and in the end was an unbundling and listing, was our priority. We think the portfolio on balance is correct, and we now need to focus on executing on our strategy and delivering some numbers. We did at the initial announcement of our portfolio reshape talk about sugar, and we then subsequently said it was deprioritized for now, and that remains the case, but it doesn't mean that we won't look at the portfolio and continue to look at the portfolio in both directions. Is there anything that doesn't fit that should go out, and is there anything that is out there that would fit nicely and that we could bring in? And so we're looking both ways of the equation.
Paul, when we look at that strategy, how does that strategy inform going into the new financial year, understanding that you're a very consumer-heavy kind of business? And as you said, there's certain things that would fit in quite nicely. But from a management point of view and from a leadership point of view, when you think about, okay, the consumer could potentially be in for a better time and we could potentially have things that we can add to our portfolio to make it better. How do you think about that as a management team and where do you start to look?
Yeah, so we're very clear on the categories, food categories that we would like to operate in. And we're very clear on how we could get there. So either through your own brands, through moving into an adjacent category, or if you don't have the right brand or capability to be able to manufacture that product set, then you would need an acquisition. So we've done a lot of work over the last few years to bring clarity to that. I never share that info because obviously that is quite sensitive. But what I can say is that we know where we'd like to play and exactly how we would get there. And that work is what we'll focus on now and keep looking. You know, acquisitions are quite tricky because the timing is everything and not everything is available at the right price. What we will focus on in parallel is our growth from within. How do we take our existing brands and grow those in the existing categories or some adjacent categories that those brands could move into?
Thank you very much for that, Paul. Thank you for the update and for the insights. We wish you the best of luck into the new financial year. We'll certainly look forward to catching up as those acquisitions get announced. I'm sure you're going to look for some and you're going to find plenty in South Africa and possibly even abroad. That's Paul Cruikshank, who is CEO of RCL Foods, on their strong financial year, their return to dividends, and what they might be looking at going into the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.